right. So, I'm Mary, the health and well-being educator with Extension, and I've been here almost 6 months now. So, in a very interesting thing that occurred to me is I feel like I've come full circle because RentSmart was part of my interview process, and now I'm able to share a little bit with you guys tonight and just kind of go over some of the curriculum that I'll be utilizing in the community with some of the agencies. So just real briefly before we get started with our activity, RentSmart is a tenant education program that UW Extension has developed to be able to utilize in different counties throughout the state. So there are six different modules within the curriculum, and this is the first one, which is how much it will cost and can I afford it. So we'll be talking specifically more about this one. But the other modules within RentSmart cover topics like checking out a rental property and the landlord, the application process and kind of what is involved with that, and being able to give more information about things that the landlord is also looking for within your application. Who's responsible for maintenance, repairs, and care? Communications, and that is tenant-landlord, but also within a roommate situation or neighbors, or just in a general sense of being able to exist well within a community or a neighborhood that you move into. And information about, the last one is rental agreements, moving in and moving on. So just information that people should be aware of, entering into a lease agreement, and then being able to move out at the end of a lease agreement, or if it came to a process of an eviction or a notice, being able to navigate that as well. So this first module, which is how much will it cost and can I afford it, is we'll be going through a portion of it this evening and doing a couple of activities that are embedded within that module too. So this is basically the first chunk of information that participants see when they attend a RentSmart class. So it discusses at the beginning of each of the modules kind of what the participants will gain through the information that's presented within that one. So with this one, it's going to help them identify the total costs of different types of rental units, be able to compare those costs within kind of the community that you're looking at, as well as practice with balancing your own income and expenses, just because that's a huge factor of not just can you make the rent payment, but kind of everything else that goes into your lifestyle, because a rent is going to be a huge part of it. So the biggest thing is when you first think, I need to find a place to live, or I need to move, or I'm looking for a new place, usually you're going to start kind of looking at different advertisements to see what's available out there, what is in neighborhoods, what can I afford, all that type of stuff. So being able to really pull apart different ads and know what you're looking for, know the information that's within it, and also information that you are going to have to further seek out to get everything that you need is the biggest part of not just kind of looking at the pictures to see if it has a nice bathroom. So a lot of the aspects within these questions are things that I'm going to have you guys take a look at and just kind of reflect on. So if everyone could find a partner, and ideally someone that you don't know very well, perhaps. So it might take some shuffling around the room, but if there will be one group of three. But if everyone could,
this looks like a great group.
If everyone could find someone that they might not work with regularly or might not know as well to just partner up for this activity, that would be great.
Cool.
Well, you got
this
that easy.
Great. Glad I settled over here. Oh, I'm going to.
All right, that works.
Your partner.
That works.
Okay. So within each pairing or group, identify someone that can be your scribe.
Right.
Okay, so for the first part of the activity, I'm going to pass out some different real-life Kenosha County rental listings that I found the other day. So just take one and then pass it along. One of them is out of the newspaper, so it has a bunch, but whichever is your liking.
We want the newspaper down here, very dollar.
Or if you want to pop onto your computer or phone and find something online of your own, you're welcome to do that as well. And what we're going to do first is just going through this worksheet. I want you guys to locate within the listing that you chose. Is going through these different questions and figuring out within the advertisement, is this information that you can find? And if it's not information you can find, brainstorming a couple of ways that you could try to find the information or try to figure out further information to help you answer these questions.
The address?
Because it's an upper.
Oh, that's right. You're right. So nothing. So they pay all of it. Yep.
Okay.
Well, it just looks like the space itself and parking. Yeah.
A one bedroom.
Okay.
It does have hookups for long, and then it also has storage. Storage.
Okay, so you have
and it says shared basement. So that's probably where the storage is.
So there's a security deposit.
So gas, electric, and half on the water. So it asks if there's a hookup charge. And
Was there a hookup?
It doesn't say. It just says that there is a
hookup.
Laundry hookup, but to actually hook up the utilities, it doesn't say.
Yeah, it doesn't say that there is. Question would be, since there are two there, would there be a charge? Because you probably have two hookups.
Oh, you can.
So it's probably just maybe circled with a question mark. Yeah. We don't know.
Is a hookup charge?
We don't know.
But I'm going to say no. And I'm not going to write it down, but my person would say no, there isn't, because it sounds like there's one vehicle.
I'll
just say, okay, here's
then we just divide it.
Yeah,
yep.
And there's, so it's our always on type of thing. Is there a deposit for utilities?
And this, so you're saying no.
Yeah
that
question
deposit about for utilities.
It doesn't say that there is, it just
doesn't
says
say
deposit.
There
the person wants to do it, it doesn't say there isn't.
Yep. Question mark.
Is it refundable? At least ends. Okay. Don't know about it.
Obscure by your free.
That is a depending
Okay. Have these calls
doesn't say, but we could call the utility and find out for that address.
Yeah.
The landlord might know. I asked the landlord, but usually the utility company.
So that could be the
point of what the average is.
That's a plus.
All right, so as you guys are finishing up this first sheet, I'm going to pass around a second sheet. So the way that we're going to do this, just for the sake of time, is the information that you've been filling out on that first worksheet, fill it in under column one with all of the amounts that you know from the ad that you have. Just kind of going through, it has things like security deposit, if there's an application deposit noted, other things like if they're asking for a first and last month of rent or a pet deposit. And that is where they have it chunked out as these are the costs that it will take to even get into the unit. And additionally, if there is information known or stated within the advertisements about some of the monthly costs. So identifying the rent amount, if it says utilities are included or if portions of them are. Same with water, if there are costs for trash pickup, parking, garage, cable, internet, if those are included or if it doesn't state. Then you can just put question marks, knowing that those are things that you would need to inquire about further. If you're able to get through that in a couple of minutes, since that's the ad you've been working with, trade ads with one of your neighbors, and then in column two, use that as a comparison for some of the information from a totally different advertisement that may or may not have more helpful information or different types of information.
It's a security deposit and one.
And we'll just do two of them.
Yeah, we don't know if it's,
say what the security
yeah, we don't know if it's a month's rent or
at least 6.5.
Well, you need to do it the first time.
It's okay. It's security deposit.
Question mark, but it's at least, most likely it's at least 6.25.
6.25 plus. Application deposit, 30 cents.
Say,
nothing on the other
it
side.
It doesn't have a.
I don't think there was. I think it's just.
There.
Okay, so it's multifamily.
Something
so that's
there,
why it's
but
a multifamily. So,
yeah.
Application there. Other example, first and last.
Well, we don't. I mean, there could be an application fee. It's just not. We really don't know.
We could. No. Okay, so I can change not applicable.
It's a question mark.
Not asked.
Well, it's not referenced, but it's a question mark to ask the landlord.
Okay.
There's a fee. Because most of the times they try to cover their credit history.
Right.
Credit report they're getting.
We did that. We got to test
around
and
So, but it doesn't say
how much
it is, right? Must have verified this. See, at that minimum.
Oh, wow.
So, other example, first place my rent.
That's that. I haven't
well,
seen that
does
where
say,
they require a certain income.
Let me do this. I'm going to scratch that out there and put it down here.
Yeah.
Because it
leave
does
it.
Say first month rent. So we don't know what the security deposit is because it doesn't stay.
Okay, that's a good point. Okay, so we know that.
So
the question mark on the security deposit.
So the rent is $625.
Yeah.
Utilities,
we don't know.
We don't know.
There's another option when you guys are ready to take
okay.
Okay.
So no cost to park. No cost for a garage.
And that's
there's storage.
That's assumed it's for one car.
Right, that's one car. Car. Right, which one? Cable, internet, maintenance, we're required to do our own, I think it's like snow removal.
Tenant responsible for snow removal.
So whatever snow removal is, we don't know.
If it's just shoveling the sidewalk, or we have
yeah,
to
we may be shoveling ourselves or hiring somebody to say.
There's nothing at either one of
these. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Laundry, no cost. Because you can hook it up.
There's a hookup, so long as we have our own.
So long as we have our own.
Well
at the facility, you wouldn't be paying. So if you have your own laundry,
So this will be a great day when you guys start to run.
So it may be anywhere from zero to who knows what.
Yep.
Transportation. Got a question mark. So we don't know how to put the car
to get there. Yeah. To get there. We don't know a lot, do we?
Yeah.
So
you know, first
and no other
shoulders.
Yeah.
All right. Going out of here for number two.
Garage slash storage. Garage underground heated.
Okay,
and
that was
the
garage.
Oh,
that's
kind of
cool.
Right?
And it was
Chester's.
Underground
parking, so that's included also. Okay.
This one has free heat, but it doesn't say how much the rent is.
Internet. Maintenance for snow and mold.
Here's a house for rent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Make sure it's not the same.
One bedroom, I think, lakefront property, probably not.
Yeah.
A couple are single, 20 miles west of Kenosha and 2 miles north of Antioch.
So, in Randall, Twin Lakes.
$9.25 a month.
Yeah, it's not. It's
plus security, gas, electric. That's all we know. It doesn't say a whole lot.
Anything, yeah.
Yeah, we could probably look
Kenosha
it up.
One, but.
Yeah, it doesn't even have an amount.
No, they're gonna give you an amount, yeah.
It's interesting how they.
Here's a small one.
Oh,
no.
Here's $100 a week, a room for rent.
Our first house is
with appliances.
Sorry,
you
got little kids?
Well, they don't know if they're
I'm like, not really. I mean,
you just have to
have
that
pretty brief, but you pay by the line for the ad.
Yeah, exactly.
These must cost lots.
So we don't know what utilities are, sewer, trash. We don't know about parking. We don't know about a garage.
Yeah.
Internet. Maintenance. Well, it sounds like zero because it has it, but we don't know if they charge for it.
All right, so kind of wrapping things up from the activities with the advertisements, does anyone have any thoughts about some of the information they did see or didn't see within the different ones? I know your group couldn't speak too highly of the two that you went over.
We got a rent cost, and that was it.
Okay.
And then I tried calling the landlord.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, those are real advertisements I found just kind of looking at some of the typical Craigslist and Trulia and looking at the Kenosha newspaper and things like that. So, if you were kind of on that quest or if it were an emergency situation or you're just trying to find somewhere that you can be able to get into, some of that lacking information might just kind of fly right over your head. So, really the point of the activities is to get you thinking about some of the other expenses rather than just the rent amount, because a lot more is going to go into being able to maintain the residence for month to month to fulfill your lease or to be able to stay somewhere long term and to really make it a home for you and your family. So I'm not going to continue with the module, but just to kind of go through other information that's in this first part is then it kind of goes into some monthly budgeting information and ability to have activities to go through also the money that you have now and how it's going out and where it's going out and just kind of recognizing that information and formulating ways to be able to meet your monthly obligations on the income that you have in a realistic fashion so that it's not kind of that feast or famine throughout the month, ideally.
Is it something that's being taught down at the job center or whatever? Where is this
being utilized?
Being utilized, yes.
So
I hope the high schools for one.
Yeah, that would be great.
I don't know if you guys see this.
It's coming out of your parents' home, apparently.
Yeah.
So I will be utilizing this at the Shalom Center.
Okay.
I've had communication with ELCA Outreach Center, and they're interested, as well as Prevention Services Network. They work within the Job Center building and kind of have a more prevention-focused in working with families. I have yet to schedule anything, but I'm very interested in being able to work jointly within the CCS or Comprehensive Community Services program that is within Kenosha County, but it's working with youth and adults that have persistent mental health issues or alcohol and drug issues, and they have kind of wraparound services that are provided through agencies in the community. And I would love to be able to bring this into their programming because they currently have over 400 people enrolled in the community. And the goal of it is for them to eventually be able to live and exist independently within Kenosha. So I felt like that would be a good population to be able to bring some of this information, because for people that have rented or have, you know, a strong rental history, it might be kind of basic information. But for people that don't have a history or have a poor history or have had history modeled in their life that wasn't great and, you know, maybe bounced around a lot when they were kids, this is a great way to be able to kind of scale it back to building on some more basic concepts, especially with the way Kenosha has been growing and developing and will continue to. They're already talking about having kind of a tighter housing market for rentals. It's expensive to rent in Kenosha, so being able to position people to be successful, I think, is really important. And
well, it
something
sounds like budgeting is part of all of this too.
Yes,
and like you say, if you don't tell your money where to go, it's going to leave you.
Right.
And that was the one thing that with my kids, they're just a little bit older than you guys. With my kids, you know, they're better than I was at that age.
Sure.
Because I insisted on them planning out purchases and,
yes,
and doing all that. My parents did too. I just didn't listen to them.
Well, and that's
my
the thing
kids are
is,
smarter than I
if
am.
You,
so.
If you grew up in an environment where no one was teaching you the information,
yeah,
or what was
what
being taught
at,
or
right,
modeled to you wasn't maybe a good way to be successful, those are hard habits to break. Mm-hmm. So this is just a way to be able to try to kind of nudge people into a direction where they can be more successful. And also something that I learned over the summer when we were doing the statewide situational analysis process is that Kenosha County has a very high eviction rate compared to the rest of the state. So hopefully if this, people can take nuggets out of it to be able to try to break some of that and not have that continue to be such a high rate and have those issues, I feel like that will definitely be helpful for people that are, you know, struggling with those types of things. And then at the end of every module, there is just a learning assessment where it's kind of going through things within the prior slides and what you can bring out of it, information that you learned, and kind of ensuring that people understand the main topics that were presented within that. So that's Rent Smart in a really small nutshell. And those two activities are things that people would be able to do hands-on and be able to get more information about, you know, how to carefully and, you know, consider things that they might not have looked at before.
Do you teach, how to treat the rental property so you get your security deposit back?
Yes, that is within one of the modules.
I mean, that's, like, this one
yeah,
house, the security deposit was $2,700.
Yes.
That's a,
yeah,
that is a
yeah,
lot of money,
right,
to lose because you destroy the place.
Yes.
Or not keep it clean.
Right.
Yeah.
And from what I've been told too is that now that housing is in a higher demand here, you know, places don't need to run the specials for a cheap security deposit, or, you know, they can ask for a full first month and last month and they're getting it. So yeah, being able to have people need to know all that information will be helpful as they kind of move along.
And it's, there's also a section in there even how to communicate with your landlord and your neighbors, because that's a huge piece of it as well,
yeah,
of
is
how
there,
to deal with the emotions.
Okay.
And
is there a section of, like, what is the responsibility as a renter?
Yep.
Kind of
yeah,
like putting the batteries in your smoke detectors.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
I'm
yeah,
being serious.
Yeah.
Because that's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's
you know, that's not the landlord's responsibility.
Right,
that's the renter's responsibility.
Yep, the fourth module actually covers who's responsible for maintenance, repairs, and care.
Okay.
So it is information, and then also it's discussed too when they go through like the lease agreement about kind of what can be spelled out, and that you do need to read the lease, even though it's not like one novel reading. But the information will be in there about some of that typical stuff that if it's lawn care, if it's snow maintenance, things like that.
Lawn care and maintenance was on this house. There's snow shoveling.
Right.
You don't do that, then the city's going to tack that on to the property tax bill, and the renter's gonna, or the landlord's going to come after you for that.
Right. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, the hope is to be able to provide people with information or at least know what they should be seeking out, just to be more successful or successful in general if this is their first venture out. So I've definitely been getting a good response in kind of what the curriculum is and can be and being able to use it with people out in the community. So that's exciting. Does anyone have other questions? Okay, well, thanks for everyone's participation.
John, you can't close the door.
It's an open door. Cut the library door out of there.
I've got in the rental mode right now. All right. Item number three, UW Extension Educator Program Updates.
I'll go first.
Okay.
For youth and governance, I'm planning a winter meeting for regarding leadership, and I'm working with Amy Garrigan from UW-Parkside, who is a community engagement specialist, and she's going to be presenting on the focus area of pathways for public service, and hopefully the youth will have a tour of Parkside. So we're looking at that tentatively January 3rd. For youth as resources, for our October grant cycle, we had 5 grant projects that were funded from youth as resources. And also, we're working on solidifying a winter service project as well. And with that also, I'll be working with the YAR Endowment Committee as well as with them on that. There's a vacant board position for the youth as resources if anyone is interested. We would like to have someone west of the I if possible. So if you know someone, that would be great, just to make sure we have a diverse board that represents all of Kenosha County. So if you know someone, please let me know of anyone. For the Kenosha County Career Pathways, I just finished the first draft of the manual for that program, and just having that check right now to make sure we're ready to hopefully start that program in January if possible. So that's it.
Thank you. Don't all jump up at once.
Introduce
yourself.
Yeah, you want to introduce?
Yeah, go in order?
You want to go in order, yes. Like, who is this mystery woman?
Yes,
right?
Yes. Good evening. This mystery woman is Christine Wasilewski. I am a new employee with UW Extension. This is my third week. I'm a community economic development extension educator, and I've been learning quite a bit over the last few weeks. I'm getting settled. I'm not from the area, so I'm learning about the geography, been touring a lot of the neighborhoods and different businesses. One of my first projects will be to update the Kenosha and Racine Recycles website. It's a little out of date, and it's got some kinks that need to be worked out. We're also getting the sustainability team reconvened and looking forward to our next projects for 2019.
So just to give you the backstory, with Christine's role taking about 50% of Amy Grile's time, Amy now is going full-fledged into working on the regional workforce development project, and actually she would have been here tonight, but she's at Downtown Kenosha, the Facade Improvement Grant Program. They have a meeting tonight, so she's sorting out with the new executive director how that's going to work, but that'll be another piece that Christine will pick up as well, and then she will also be working 50% with Amy on the regional workforce development project, so she'll be able to Amy can share more about that when she comes next time.
What percentage is Amy doing with the workforce development project?
50%.
Okay.
Yep. And so she will still continue to work with the Uptown work and then also the food bank, food distribution system project. So those are two pieces that she'll continue. Yeah. So we're excited to have Christine on board and hopefully she's not getting too overwhelmed already with all of the pieces that she'll be pulling together. But the really nice part is Christine has more background in conservation, sustainable management. That's your master's degree, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so she actually complements and brings in some additional knowledge to work with the countywide sustainability team and with the energy team, as well as working on the recycling piece. So that was like a bonus.
Just as a reminder, since I'm not here on a monthly basis, I'm Lee Presley. I'm the ag educator. I work both in Racine and Kenosha County. So I've been kind of in planning stages for an upcoming couple crazy months in which I'll be doing a number of workshops and programs, including our annual pesticide applicator training, our annual equine conference, putting together an update on some of the dairy price loss programs that are available for dairy farmers. As you know, are in a really tough spot right now, and a lot of them in our area are being directly affected by some of the issues with kind of an oversupply in the market. So putting together a program on that, also collaborating with our local farmers on a winter update on cover crops and conservation. That'll be in February, and also planning out programming to get youth in the area up to speed on the Youth Meat Animal Quality Assurance Program requirements that have gone into effect, the new program that's happening. YQCA, Beth and I collaborate on that, so kind of getting that going for another year and putting together educational sessions on that. Also, starting in December, I'll be participating in a number of workshops throughout the region and the state, educating growers on new food safety and produce safety requirements that are coming down through the federal government regulation system. And Monday, we'll be meeting with the new Walworth County ag educator that was recently hired. That position had been vacant for a couple years, actually. And so we're going to be kind of, we used to do a lot of collaborative programming. So going to get him on board and hopefully kind of kick off some of the stuff that we used to do. And, yeah, try to get somebody to help out and get some more efficiencies in this region, serving producers as well as we can, using all of our different skill sets. So, any questions?
Okay. So in October, I was able to take part of a Train the Trainer event for a series called Taking Care of You, which is a self-care and stress management curriculum. It's basically aimed at everyone. So it's definitely not actual like mental health services, and it's not to the extent of some of the like suicide prevention curriculums, but this is information that a very busy, stressed out everybody would be able to utilize so that it doesn't rise to those levels, and was able to co-facilitate a session of that for the Southeastern YWCA. I started working with the local KUSD's Head Start program for the Money Smart and Head Start programming, which is a combination of monthly newsletters that go to the families that participate in Head Start, as well as opportunity for workshops that are kind of hosted by the Cesar Chavez Learning Station, which is in the city. And the third tier of that is the potential for financial coaching at the end of the year if they've been engaged and are interested. So part of that is trying to get a baseline survey completed for the families that participate in Head Start regarding like financial goals and habits and things like that. And then also a post-survey is completed at the end of the school year. So that's exciting. And I was also able to take part in the Healthy People Kenosha County, which is the Community Health Improvement Plan. They've been in existence and have had goals and different work groups that have had things. I wasn't part of it just because it was before I started here, but they had completed different tasks within Kenosha regarding like falls prevention and asthma and different things like that, but now they're retooling things and going to be identifying new goals and just different things for the next 5 years. So that second part of the meeting is happening next week, where they will be, I believe, identifying what the 4 or 5 goals that then the different pieces of the coalition will be working on. So I'm glad that it timed out that I can take part in kind of the second phase of the project. And then I've been setting up things with community agencies to be able to schedule things like Money Smart, and I also have a credit and debt education workshop scheduled with Kenosha Housing Authority for later this month. So with some of that going well, and as far as getting scheduled and falling into place, that's what I've been working on.
So you took a day out to go to a class for people that are stressed and busy. How many people that were stressed and busy had time to take a day off?
I know. The training itself was actually very helpful, just because it was a very positive, you know, focused, to be able to obviously learn the curriculum, but yeah, everyone comes in with like a million things to do. So they also use elements of that to help us remind ourselves, like, settle down sometimes, but yeah.
That's funny.
I'm Bethany Sorcy. Just a reminder, I'm the Work with 4-H program, so I'm only 60%. October was a big month for us. We had our 4-H awards night, and it's where we recognize all the youth. We graduated out 16 graduates. We graduated out 40 Clover Buds into third graders, so that was pretty awesome. So we honored quite a bit of few leaders. Our top leader this year had 35 years in. With two of those. And then also in October, we had interviews. So any youth that were going to be going on an educational opportunity trip, which is like CWF, where they have a chance to go to Washington, D.C. for 10 days. They want to learn about the government there. They have opportunity to view some of the tourist attractions out there and things. They do an interview and they have an application. So they interviewed in front of 3 judges, and the judges picked who would be able to go. In November, we have coming up quite a bit of things we're working on. We have our annual 4-H game night, which is held at Paris School, which is K through 4th graders. It gives these kids a chance to get to know kids from other clubs and through the county that they may not know. It's 2 hours. It looks like chaos, but it's really organized, I promise.
It's two hours
of them running around.
It's screaming.
It's screaming. It's loud. I usually have a headache by the time it's done, but the kids have so much fun. We play all sorts of different games. The ambassadors that are 8th graders and above, so the high schoolers, they come up with all the games. They teach it all. I'm basically there in case somebody gets injured, and that's about it. Last night, we had our first Clover Bud workshop. That's for K through 2nd graders, so these are usually first-time families in 4-H, maybe 2nd, 3rd, usually new generation. Most of these parents haven't been in 4-H before, so we had 60 of them last night, crammed into the hearing room. And the parents were sitting out in the lobby. So I take the opportunity there to talk about what 4-H is, how as a family it benefits them and their kids. It's not just about their kids, that they can participate too and how to get involved. We also have coming up, it's called Project Day. So this is where I'm going to hit you guys up too. I am always looking for new projects. So Project Day is an opportunity for kindergarten through high schoolers to learn something. So even if it's just a demonstration, or if you can teach something, that's what we're looking for. It's giving them a hands-on opportunity that they might not get. So if you have a hobby of some type, I would love to hear about it. We have rocketry that's going to happen. And we have somebody that's doing wax. They're going to make wax molds with pine cones. So sewing. So I'm looking for anything. So if any of you are into Legos or anything, or photography, or Decker, I know you do the eggs, Ukrainian eggs.
You want to fire start it again?
If you're
free. I know a fire got started one time.
Ew,
put it out
rather
quickly.
It's fine. The county doesn't know. We don't need to tell them. So it's on a Saturday. We offer 3 different sessions. you guys would probably be working with the older kids, so we have a session just for the Clover Buds that they have. And then the third grade and above is usually the session that I need. And they usually, there are three different sessions. The sessions are about an hour to an hour and 10 minutes apiece. We do serve you lunch. You get pizza buffet lunch. Ooh. We do get a snack. So, and I'll let you teach as many sessions as you want. So if you only want to teach two, that's fine. I will greatly take you. Or if you have any suggestions of people I can call, where I'm trying to bring in a leather person this time. We're going to bring in soap. So I'm always looking for something new and different. Anybody know basketry? I'm looking for basketry. That's one of the hot topics that they keep asking about. So there's that. And then the other big thing is Pinewood Derby. I changed it this year after many conversations with parents and looking at calendars and being stuffed into the hearing room and it being hot and on a Monday night. We're going to change it to a Sunday. So we're still going to host it here. It'll still take place in the hearing room. It'll probably still be crowded, but we're going to move it to a Sunday to give people a little bit, a little more breathing room, because we usually held on a Monday night from 5:30 to 9. That's when I was trying to get us out of here. So,
how many cars did we get?
Too many.
Too many.
Too many.
We sell about 175 cars, and we race about 150.
Four cars, six cars on a track, or what?
Four cars on a track, and everybody races three times.
So it's like a round robin type of thing.
No, I have a computer system that, like, so I have Clover Buds, and then all the Clover Buds come up and sit in a chair, and then we race all the Clover Buds three times, and then we do trophies and participation award, and then they go, and then I bring in elementary, and then they race, and then they go, and then we bring in middle school, and then they go, and then we bring in high school.
Where are the dads racing?
Their next group is the adults. The adults get to go last.
They have to wait.
So, if we have quite a few adults, that it is like stiff competition. Like, they want the, because we have an award for the slowest car, we have an award for the fastest car, which is first, second, third, and then we have an award for the best looking car, best of show. So, we have quite a few people that, like, get into each category of where they want to be.
Yeah.
So, it's very good. So, yeah, you should come check it out. It's quite intense. I'm literally running around.
It's not kids whittling away a block of wood.
No. Like, they have, like, intense, like, sessions. Like, yeah, so if you know anybody that's, like,
all the rules that were written about what you can and can't do, at least in the Cub Scouts, not about yours, were the anti-Chuck Nordigan rules. Because he would just juice up a car.
He
didn't have the rules. He said, well, I can do this. Well, I can do that.
Our rules are only about this big.
Against the rules.
Not against the rules. And I can make
till
it.
Next
so,
year.
Yeah, till next year. Our rules are only about this this big, but we try and let everyone participate no matter what. We give them the okay.
Sure.
He's like, you guys aren't as tense as Boy Scouts. I'm like, yeah, it's okay. We want everybody to have a good time.
Right, have a good time, exactly.
So we moved it to Sunday, trying to give parents a little bit of a break of trying to get home, get their kids here. So we're going to do it on Sunday. We're going to start registration at 11:30, hopefully be finished by 3. And then I changed the categories up. We're going to do Clover Bud, then middle school. Try and break up that Clover Bud elementary, because usually with Clover Bud in elementary, the bare minimum that race is 65 for each of those two categories. So literally, that's where half my numbers are. Wow. So we thought if we threw in middle schoolers, there'd be some room in the hearing room to, like, get the Clover Buds parents to watch, and then the elementary would sit out while the middle schoolers were coming in. So just trying to give everybody an opportunity.
A bunch of people hanging out waiting to...
Right, and small animals.
You need to play the movie Down and Dirty. It's a really great movie.
Yeah. Well, nicely, the small animals team will provide hot dogs, chips, and stuff for lunch for everybody, so that helps too.
What day is this?
It's been set a year ago.
Mark wants to know if he can do a car without a child at 4 a.m.
Yes, you can. We do. You just have to race in the adult division, and you have to pay $5 for your car. That's all there is to it.
The black of wood, because they burn in the 4-H.
Yeah, I put a 4-H stamp on there. I put a 4-H stamp in there. It has to have it.
And I see a competition happening. Yeah. I don't know, but.
So it's February 24th. It's the last Sunday in February.
And that's at what time? 11?
Yep, 11:30. So racing will probably start about noon.
Oh, that's fine.
So, come down to my office. I'll get you a block of wood for $5. So the council just asked for $5.
I was a Cub Scout,
See? And I'm always looking for demo cars, like, to, like, practice on my racetrack, because I guarantee you, if you want,
to make sure each lane is fair.
To make sure each lane is fair, and to make sure I have my computer set up and it's ready to go. So Friday, I'll be setting this all up. So if you want to bring your car in so I know that the track's ready to roll and, like, the computer's working, feel free to stop by. Otherwise, I'll make my husband make me try to find a derby car.
Yeah, all the cars get weighed in and everything?
Yep, the cars get weighed in and they get measured.
How long does that take?
That's why we start at 11:30, so we have two
registrations. Usually it's the night before that the cars get quarantined.
No, see, I'm not like the Boy Scouts. That's too much work.
It's not NASCAR.
Wow. No.
You know what?
You can't touch
them. You're one of the dads that makes my husband not want to do it.
I'm just saying, bad stuff came up because of my dad. So we go, you can't weigh more than those 5 ounces.
Yeah, ours is 5 ounces. And then we have a piece of paper that they measure to make sure that the cars fit in it.
Yeah.
And then if anything falls off.
We can speed that process up. We just make a block and it just fits in or it doesn't. Does it fit or doesn't?
Yep. So,
anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know who said that.
Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's it'll be our. It'll be our 10th year doing this. So, let me see. So I talked to you about Project Day. So, Project Day is Saturday, February 2nd.
What day?
Saturday, February 2nd is the project day. So, yes, so if you know anybody, if you have relatives, coworkers,
can
that
you
know how
to.
Sure. Oh, yeah, I can email. So, yeah, and that's from 8:30 to 3. So, we have our contract. We have our contract for the summer camp at YMCA McLean. For the 14th, 15th, and 16th. So that's where our 3rd grade through 8th graders get a chance to go camping for 3 days, do some outdoor nature things, high ropes, that type of thing. We bring in our master gardeners to do some teaching. The high schoolers are the counselors, and we have a few chaperones. So the contract came in the mail for that, so hopefully the council will sign that 2 Mondays from now, and then we'll be set to go with those dates. So that's great right now. It's crazy.
Any other questions? All right. Item number 4, UW Extension Director updates.
Well, it's soon going to be the cycle for youth and governance to start up again, and Vicki hasn't quite done a whole year yet, so I went and looked at the timeline list from Jen Reese last year. So we'll be at the December meeting to get some of those pieces ready to go. But is there anything that you're seeing as far as, I mean, we already talked about some policy changes before, but anything that is coming up for things tied to youth and governance that we need to be aware of? Okay, so everything's good to go that way.
Well, we had some MIAs, not in this group, but in other areas that I don't know what the...
Come November, is it November when you come and tell us?
December, we'll do the attendance checks. Yep, so you'll get the percentages to see where they're at. Yep, so that'll happen. And then if I understand correctly, as far as setting the dates, Vicki will just work with you, Supervisor Decker, to sort out the proposed timeline, because that gets posted also, so that
you
are aware of it.
The young lady who was on, forget her name, on the finance budget hearing, she deserves battle pay.
Oh, really?
Every single day.
She was there.
It was tough for me to sit through, much less someone with, energy. So.
I remember she was there the night I was there. Yeah. That's great. What
are
learning?
Applications open now?
Pardon?
Are applications open now?
Not yet.
February.
Usually it goes out in January to begin the cycle of promotion, and they're due usually in February.
In January, and then February is when they have to send back the
application.
Right?
Yep. So that's that piece. And then as far as updates, so I've talked before about with horticulture, we're moving to more of a regional model. And so the two positions, one is an outreach specialist who will be out of Kenosha County, serving also Racine County 60% time, and then shared also with Milwaukee County the rest of the time. And then a program coordinator will be working specifically with master gardeners. So we'll have somebody that really specializes in working with volunteers. And so that will be 40% time in Kenosha, Racine County. And so it's still the same FTE. It's just that they're more specialized. And probably the biggest difference is we'll be very focused on consumer, less on commercial, which is kind of how it is now. There's not as much commercial. But a lot more work with the media throughout the three-county area, as well as using technology more to make the content more broadly available, because we have such a large population to serve. So those will be some of the shifts that will be coming up. So all the paperwork is at HR, and I'm just waiting for those positions to be posted. So hopefully by February 1, we'll have these new two new educators on board. And then the other part, I think I might have mentioned it before, but she actually has arrived now. Molly Bodie is, so she's funded through the Sea Grant Institute as well as the DNR, but she's an Aquatic Invasive Species Prevention Network Ooh. Coordinator. Yes.
That's
good. So if you're aware of, and so the reason they wanted to have her housed here, so she's half-time working in Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee and Ozaukee, so the four counties on Lake Michigan, because of the Sea Grant dollars. But with the DNR dollars, she's really working on primarily the inland lakes and waterways.
So she's 50% in Kenosha? Or
well,
four
she's
counties?
50% time and covering
oh.
four counties,
okay.
but the majority of her time throughout the year probably will be focused more because there's so many more inland lakes here. That's why they asked to have her located here.
Oh, nice.
There'll be some things like the boat show up in Milwaukee. She'll go and do that, which obviously is more focused on some of the bigger boats on Lake Michigan. So it'll be a variety of things. But the key part now is to get connected to some of the groups that are interested and focused on preventing some of the aquatic invasive species, whether
like
it be
the
plants or organisms.
Like the lake
yeah.
associations?
Yeah, exactly. So I can, I think eventually she'll probably come to one of our meetings, but if you have contacts or people that you think she should be sure to connect with, she did, Dan, the conservationist, is very interested, and he said people will be very happy to have somebody programming in that area. Just to be aware that she is on board.
Molly Bodie,
B-O-D-D-E. Yeah, so we're excited to have her join our team. So those are, I guess, the main things happening as far as the administrative side. We're happy the budget is hopefully all through and ready to go for the next year.
Any questions from anyone on the committee? Any governments?
All right.
Let's reconvene in the public hearing.
Pretty good timing, huh?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that from the